Can you ever block your significant other from doing something? We'll find out at an all-new Couples Therapy.
Couples costumes. Whenever that happens, that means manhood has left the building.
And occasionally, couples need professional help.
Oh, that's it. I've had it.
1 minute.
Nothing takes a minute with you.
But when getting by on the cheap is the plan of action, there's Couples Therapy.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
And it was Terry who reached out to us with an argument he's having with his wife. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning.
So, give us the background. What's going on with you and your wife?
Okay, first of all, let me say, I don't usually do this, but I've just had it up to here.
Yeah.
My wife, she doesn't understand. She's on that TikTok, that Instagram, Facebook.
Oh, and, my face, okay. Yep, she's on my face.
Twitter. She's all over that stuff, and the only thing it does is get her upset. I mean, she just gets angry, and takes it out on everybody in the house. and you wouldn't believe the more she reads about all this stuff with politics. It just sends her through the roof. And the biggest culprit is that Elon Musk. Now that guy, she really hates.
Wow, Coriel's like, preach.
I mean, I can get two parts about Elon Musk. He's not paying any bills here.
I know, right?
Right.
So, I mean, I just don't get it. And I don't think she gets it that, Twitter is just what it is. It's social media. It's a media.
Yeah, it's all just a cesspool of some wild stuff. God. But the internet can also be kind of funny, too.
I mean, but we're not meant to talk to each other in 140 characters. We need to talk to people live. You need to, that's the problem today.
Like right now.
Real world stuff, right.
Man, this is an argument I think I've heard every one of my parents and all my aunts and uncles have.
Okay.
This is good.
Okay. So,
Terry, you're not a fan of your wife being on the internet, basically.
It's not the internet. It's just that social media stuff.
Social media stuff. Got it.
Okay.
Well, let's
a cesspool. It can be a cesspool, that's for sure.
Let's bring Janelle in. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, y'all.
I love that you are laughing as you... join us. This is great.
I love everything about this.
Oh, my God. Have you ever heard? Okay. Let's go with it. Let's go.
Okay.
Come on. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. So, are you seriously that big of a pain in the butt because of...
Okay. First off, don't ever think that men aren't dramatic. Don't ever think that men can't be some little... I love you, honey. I love you. But listen, if you're going to put me on blast for some stupid stuff, first off, yes, I'm into social media, but nowhere near like she says. I use it for entertainment. I mean, when we were all locked in and couldn't do anything and nothing was on TV and there was nothing new going on, it was just something to do. And let's be real. Like, in anything, a lot of lies, but maybe about 10 or 15% of it is true. You got to know what to plug into. Elon Musk is crazy. So you know, and that goes for gays too. So I'm just saying, I keep up with news. But this is the man, guys. You know this, and I'm calling you out. I'm calling you out right now. When you have the bros, or you go over to a football, you have a football party or whatever. Okay. What are you doing? What are you doing? Are you talking to your wives? Are you talking to your girlfriends? Are you? Are you? You want to talk about communication, but hello, I'm right here in the room. What do you do, Terry? What do you do? Babe, you either holler at me, babe, bring some more chips. Babe, bring some more, or I'm in the kitchen cooking, and you text me.
What is happening?
I'm like, damn.
So suddenly we went from social media to just straight up communication.
You know what I'm talking about. For those of you who are married to football fanatics and they're coming over because we're just watching something, have you ever seen me post a naked pic on any social media? Have you ever seen me do that, Terry?
Hold on, Janelle.
Oh,
I just, let's reset really fast.
Quickly.
I know, let's reset really fast. So,
okay.
it So it seems that there are other things that have been talked about that we aren't even scratching the surface on. But to focus on the main issue here, it seems that Terry thinks you should maybe it'd be beneficial for you to unplug as far as social media goes. Do you agree that you could benefit from unplugging from social media, or do you think that you should stay on it because it's entertaining?
Well, when I say, how about let's go running with me today? Why don't you go, yeah, that's a good idea. When I say, let's go out to the park, yeah, that's a good idea. When I say, come on, you know what, I got to get some groceries and stuff. Come shopping with me. No, you just give me a list.
Gotcha.
Pick up. And then when I'm out there shopping, so you're texting me.
This is a runaway train.
How about you engaging me?
You're mad at him trying to.
I love you, but let's keep that 100.
So you're upset about, what are you upset about him taking away your...
No, I'm not going out like a chump.
So you think you're going to stay on? I might be wrong here. I'm not quite
like
sure
she
what's
should
happening.
Should be allowed to be on social media.
Okay, yeah. so you think you should stay on social media? And
he is a football fanatic, not a fan.
But
as much as she is crazy
about Elon Musk, why don't she ask Elon Musk to go running with her? Why don't she ask Elon Musk to go shopping with her?
Next time you come in with a cold from a tailgate party because you wanted to be like a polar bear in 20-degree weather, and you want to wash yourself and put your team on your chest.
Hold on.
Why don't you go get whoever to bring you food?
Janelle, hold on.
Can I bring up?
It's fine. Nick,
can I bring up as the resident married person on the show? This is exactly how every argument goes in my house too.
Beautiful.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who starts the argument. The other person takes it 400 miles in the different direction.
Okay, so
and they're like, oh, my socks are on the floor. Well, how about you always leave the gas tank on empty whenever
and
you want me to take the car?
I was just talking about and not bringing cheese for dinner. I don't know what's happening.
So I get it. I
feel,
I feel this.
Okay.
Hold on, I totally understand this.
Hold on. We've got to get control of this because we're running out of time.
These two are so happy.
Okay, so on Facebook, KX969.
We're going to drill down on one specific topic.
Yes.
Terry.
We'll
get to the football thing next week.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
We'll have you guys back on.
So this is what like it seemed like in the beginning, so I'm going to stick with this.
Okay.
Terry thinks Janelle should quit social media because she gets riled up about things. And that she sees and hears, thinks she's maybe better off.
Yeah. Yeah.
Janelle thinks it can be entertaining still. Like some things are going to be annoying, obviously, but that's like the risk you run. Would that be?
Yeah. And mind your business.
Slash, quit texting me when you need chips during football.
Slash, quit texting me from the next room.
Okay.
So, Team Terry, unplug, or Team Janelle, stay on socials. Right. And we are trying to stay on track.
This is so awesome.
We're going to put Terry Facebook, Janelle. KX969.
Oh. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, KX969, or call in 466-9696. We're going to put Terry and Janelle on hold and take your calls next. It's Couples Therapy Wednesday, and we've drilled down to the issue at hand. It's Team Terry versus Team Janelle, and you're picking a side on whether or not Janelle should be on social media.
Yeah, Team Terry, unplug, because he thinks his wife Janelle is quite affected by social media, gets annoyed constantly, and lets it get the better of her. Or Team Janelle, stay on socials, because it still can be very entertaining. Some things obviously can be annoying, but that's the risk you run. And then there was also things about polar bears in there and
football,
texting for chips and football.
Yeah,
but, you know.
We're drilling down on just the social media.
We're going to drill down on the social aspect right now.
Hi, Kix. Oh, whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on Team Janelle.
Why is that?
If he's not going to put an effort to spend time with her, Janelle, because if Terry isn't going to do stuff that she likes to do and be entertaining for her, then she can keep doing whatever she likes to do to entertain herself.
Okay, so she's Team Janelle.
Okay, on Twitter, KZKX969, Tracy says, I'm on the guy side. I'd text her for chips, too, if I had to listen to that constantly.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's like that social media. It's a Twitter fingers
Exhibit
right there.
A, why fingers. We stay off of social
yeah.
media.
You've got those strong Twitter fingers.
Now, okay. Jared says on Facebook, KX969, you aren't going to get a woman off social media. My life, my wife loves following people for the drama, and I don't understand it.
She's just popping some popcorn and watching everybody's drama on Facebook or Twitter.
I mean, if you're able to watch the drama, sit back, relax, pop some popcorn, that's different. I think here it sounds like Terry claims Janelle like actively lets it affect her, what she sees, you know?
Dude, so maybe there's that's a lot the difference. There's a lot of people that politics get into their brains after they get done seeing it on social media, and they are mad for hours afterwards. My father was one of those people. He finally got off of social media. It helps. Now he just watches Fox News every day all the time.
Oh, good.
You know, whatever.
One to another.
I know, right?
If you'd like to give us your opinion on Facebook, Twitter, KX969 for Couples Therapy. It's Couples Therapy, and you're picking a side between Terry and Janelle. The issue at hand, if you're just joining us, Terry reached out to let us know that he thinks that his wife needs to take a break from TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff, because it gets her all riled up.
Social media.
Says that all these posts about politics, she gets riled up about Elon Musk, as does Coryell.
Hey, hold on.
You do, Coryell. Him buying Twitter made you instantly hate that guy forever.
No. There are certain things that were annoying. But, I mean, what can you do?
Okay.
Angry?
Well, there's really not a whole lot to actually be angry about. There are just some things that were annoying.
Okay.
It's a little different.
With that, we're asking you, what side are you on? Are you Team Terry?
Yeah, unplug entirely from social media. Or Team Janelle, stay on socials. It's pretty easy.
Hi, Kix. Good morning. What side are you on?
Well, I think they are addictive. You know, I keep telling myself, just stop looking or whatever. But, you know, Facebook, so my husband doesn't have Facebook, but I do.
Okay.
And I feel like I have seen my friends when I actually haven't, but I at least know what's going on in their life. It's just, you know, following all those other things. I don't, you know, I try not to follow those things. Facebook, just keep it as friends, you know? Just keep up with your friends.
Just pay attention to the friend stuff.
Okay.
And just don't get into the politics stuff or the Elon Musk stuff. Just, how is my friend doing today? Hey, look, they had a birthday. Somebody had a baby.
Yeah, and then a way to, like, try to see more of that is you have to, like, actually interact with it. Because that's the hard part, though, is some of the stuff, the algorithm, like, kind of works against you. Like,
oh, really?
It purposefully puts other things in front of you.
Oh,
to, like,
okay.
Bait you into other topics and, you know, travel down the rabbit hole, whether that's the intention or not. But, so if you want to see more of, like, your actual friends, especially, like, on Facebook and stuff like that, you got to make sure that you actually, like, react to the statuses of the picture, like
a
heart react or a like or a comment or something. That way it knows to bring it back up again. Otherwise, you will just like start scrolling into the abyss and see a lot of crazy stuff.
That's why you get
stuff.
all those advertisements for adult dance clubs.
Don't have a single one of
because
those.
Because you interact
you're always
with
them.
Click, they just like show up constantly.
Yeah.
A message we got says...
For the acrobatic clubs.
Yep. Forget social media. Their entertaining issues run way deeper than that. Team Terry, just because I'm a social media hating dude, too.
There you go. There you are.
We also had a caller who dropped out, but said that he probably has never owned like an actual smartphone in his life.
He didn't say that.
Talking about Terry.
Ron says, Team Janelle, if she's not getting worked up about this, she'll find something else to get her drama from.
Yeah, I mean, if it's the drama you're in for, you can find the drama anywhere. Honestly, not a bad idea, though.
Just
stay on social media and hyper-focus your drama.
We're adding Twitter followers, apparently, too, with this conversation, because we just got a new follower who says, Elon is currently the most impactful and influential person in the 21st century. He'll go down in history as significantly more important than Christopher Columbus. I was in the shower and couldn't hear who liked him. Dang, Alexa speaker was muffled, but I'm on that person's side.
Huh. All right.
Take that, Coryell.
You know what? This is actually just an account that Elon created himself because he's listening and he's like, I'm going to stick up for myself.
I mean, Elon listens to our show.
He's like, what's a good name? Casey. Yeah, Casey. Okay.
Yeah. No, Elon definitely listens.
Yeah, for sure. Who do you think's the winner on this? Coryell?
I don't know. This is way too hard to tell.
To me,
it really is in the middle. Yeah, it all boils like down to what she wants to do, too, though.
Yeah, Nick.
Well, if it's truly affecting her mood, I mean, like, legit, my father did not want to get off social media, but, like, the, like, anger that was boiling up in his body after he would see, like, what his, you know, his cousins or his brothers and sisters would say on Facebook, and then he'd be in an argument with them for freaking an hour. Well, now that that's out of his life, it's so much better. But if that's not necessarily the issue, and it's just you're reading the news and it's making you fired up, then that's something different.
That's my boyfriend's dad. He takes times off of social media quite a bit because he has to do the same thing.
Takes a break from it.
After a while, he's like, I can't handle all this.
So Janelle, this doesn't sound like a bad thing, taking a break from all the crazy news on social media.
Exactly. Wait a minute, now my voice is gone. I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
But first off, this is the part that, let's get a little bit more facts in. I graduated top of my class in political science, so it's a thing in me to just kind of news follow. But I don't get, it's not like I wake up, ooh, what are the Kardashians and the Smiths doing today? Ooh, what did Elon Musk have to say? I'm not like that. And you know, when we all got locked down, it was a great way to keep up with our friends.
Right.
Terry just don't get that I am not addicted to this. This is like,
honey, Elon Musk is not your friend.
The rest of it's like a soap opera. Just because I watch this, I don't believe that she loved the Bold and Beautiful is going to come around and kill us. It's not like that at all, honey. It's not like that.
So, Terry, it sounds like, from Janelle's perspective, she's just there for the entertainment value. And because as a political science major, it's something that that is important in her mind.
Also, I think it's worth
what we do. She probably tweeted into your page, voted for herself.
No, we wouldn't let that happen.
I'd make a better president. Hello, who wants to troll me today? I got it.
You two.
I'm ready.
You two. I love.
Never mess with my friend. We're smart.
Yeah, Nick?
My buddy Blaine texted me and said, I don't care what the answer to this is. I just want to hang out with these two. I am right
you
with
two.
Him.
You two do
like,
sound
you
like
guys
a lot
are
of fun.
Awesome. You guys are awesome.
We can catch
awesome.
A game, Blaine. We can catch a game together.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
There
you go. Terry, thanks for getting a hold of us. Janelle, you are a treasure. Thank you so much.
Yes, I'm wide awake now.
Baby. I will give you 2 days without it's just us. You decide what you want to do.
How about we give you guys dinner out on us, and you guys can spend part of those 2 days just...
Yeah, and you have to check in your phone when you walk in.
Does that work, Janelle?
Oh, that so works. Yes.
Terry, thank you very much. Janelle, thank
Don't
you.
Don't text him. He might not
thank
answer.
You. Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate you guys. Holy cow. If you need our help with any couples issues, we're here for you.
I need another cup of coffee.
Just to be able to keep up with
it. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning. Kicks 96.9.